There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Welcome back to Ghost
Frickin'
Talking. That's right. We're a little thrown off there tonight.
A little different,
right?
Yeah.
A little different.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ghost Frickin' Talking, the paranormal podcast that you should be listening to because all the other ones are kind of boring right now. No offense to all the other paranormal podcasts out there. You guys are doing your thing, and it's all family of love out there of the paranormal. So if you guys can, make sure to go out and check out all these other fun paranormal podcasts as well. We are here coming to you wherever you're downloading your podcast. And we are also on YouTube. If you want to check us out on YouTube, check us out there and subscribe and hit that notification bell. So when new videos come out, you'll be the first ones to know. I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
And I am Nessie.
No.
Newsroom Nessie.
You are very much Newsroom Nessie.
But I'm not in my newsroom.
You are not in the newsroom tonight. We actually let you out into the big boys' chair.
We
tonight.
Let you out.
our third host here, the crew, Trent, he's not here with us tonight. He was supposed to be here, but he ended up staying with his mom to do some stuff, so... So he'll be back when we wrap up the whole 31 days of Halloween. But yes, that's right. You have reached the 31 days of Halloween. And we're going to continue our countdown to Halloween. And tonight we're going to talk about urban legends.
All right. Urban legends.
All right. Urban legends. And we're not going to be talking about the movie series. I think there's like two or three movies. It was,
okay.
It was during
yeah.
The whole Scream phase where, you know, every CW, gotcha. You know, TV star had their own like movie with the whodunit killer type thing.
Okay.
And I believe it was the Felicity chick, the curly haired redhead girl.
Yeah, what's her name?
I forget what the fuck
yeah,
her name was.
Yeah, I know
was.
What you're talking about. She was like the Neutrogena chick.
She yeah.
She did the Neutrogena commercials too.
Yeah, yes. Those movies were out there. But no, we are going to talk about urban legends. Because it kind of sparked in my mind because we actually hit on an urban legend the other day. And we had a weird conversation with my mom about it, too. Because we were talking about the urban legend of Richard Gere and gerbils.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's an urban legend. And we actually were talking about it with my mom, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, what the fuck is this about, you know, whole...
She didn't remember
thing.
About it. Yeah, yeah, anything about the incident.
Yeah, and she's like, well, is this like a gay person thing? I'm like, I don't know what the hell, you know? It's just gerbils up your ass. I don't know. So you looked it up.
I looked it up.
And you looked it up on what, Snopes?
I just Googled it, and then, you know, it came up as, like, you know, an urban legend. So I clicked on that as one of the... you know, articles to read, and it told me a little bit more about the specific incident that they're claiming happened, but there is no evidence, of course, so, but apparently it's called gerbiling.
Gerbiling. There's a name for it.
There is.
So, you know, people must be doing it, right? For
apparently,
them to come out with a name?
You know, you would think, like, there's claws, it would be like...
Oh! Take a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a dog.
So there you go.
But then, you know, in the story, they're like, oh, it was like shaved and declawed. And it's just like, oh my God, like, why?
And urban legend is basically something that just gets out there and just doesn't die off. Sometimes the urban legend just kind of grows and grows and grows.
Right.
And becomes a bigger story, because I could tell you one story of that urban legend, and then you would pass it off to somebody else, but you would add something to
it. Something would be changed a little bit. Yeah, like playing telephone, you know. You play telephone with 20 people, and, you know, the message that you started off with is not going to be the message that, you know, a 20th person gets.
Yeah, and everyone's like, well, why are we talking about urban legends? It's because a lot of the paranormal stuff is basically urban legend.
Yeah, it's really funny because I was going through the list and it was talking about a lot of stuff that we've talked about.
Yeah.
It listed a lot of stuff that, you know, like the Black Eyed Kids.
The Slender Man. Yeah, there was a couple of other things that were in there. But like an urban legend, like in our hometown, our urban legend is Bloods Point Road. Where the urban legend is, if you go out the Bloods Point Road, a ghost truck will try to chase you off the road while flashing high beams at you and stuff like that. We covered that a little bit. We had somebody come in and relay that story to us during one of our live podcasts at Wolf Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
So every town has their own urban legend.
Yeah, they do.
We also have the one, the lady in white that walks along Route 2. Was at Kennedy Hill Road. That she walks along that road, and if you pick her up, then she just kind of disappears when you turn off that road.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's all hearsay. That's all urban legend.
Yeah, we haven't personally experienced it, so.
So, basically, an urban legend is a urban myth, urban tale, or contemporary legend in a genre of folklore, comprising stories circulated as true, especially as having happened to a friend or a family member, often with horrifying or humorous elements. These legends can be entertainment, but often concern mysterious peril of troubling events, such as disappearances and strange objects, like a gerbil. They may also be confirmation of moral standards or reflect prejudices, or to be a way to make sense of suicidal anxieties. Urban legends are most often circulated orally, but can be spread by the media, including newspapers, mobile news apps, email, and social media. Some urban legends have passed through the years with only minor changes to suit regional variations. Recent legends tend to reflect modern circumstances. For instance, the common legend of a person being ambushed or anesthetized, only to wake up and realize that they are now missing a kidney that was supposedly surgically removed for transplantation. So basically, the whole urban legend was, you know, you meet up with someone.
Yep, I remember that.
And, you know, they drug you.
But it's happened, though.
And you wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Right, with like a phone and a note next to you, like, don't move, you know, call this number. And
yeah, because we fucking took your kidney.
Right, and help. Call this number and help will come get you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly, right?
But I'm sure that's happened.
That's a bad night right there. You know, that's
a fucked up night. Roofies is a bad night, man. Roofies and your kidney gets removed.
Right. And, you know, there's a whole list of very crazy tales here. I've picked out a couple that kind of like stuck out, kind of like is like one of, if you think of urban legends, it's kind of the ones that you really think of.
Okay.
And one of them is the hook. Everybody's heard the hook one, right? The basic premise involves a young couple cuddling in a car with the radio playing. Suddenly, a news bulletin reports that a serial killer had just escaped from a nearby institution. Yeah, calling on cars. The killer has a hook. For varying reasons, they decided to leave quickly. In the end, the killer's hook is either found hanging from the door handle or embedded into the door itself. Different variations include a scraping sound on the car door. Some versions start the same way, but have the couple spotting the killer, warning others, and then narrowly escaping with the killer holding onto the car's roof. In other version, the woman sees a shadowy figure watching the couple from nearby. The man leaves to confront the figure, who then suddenly disappears. Thinking that his date has just imagined it, the man returns to the car, only to see that the woman has been brutally murdered with a hook.
Wow.
You know, a lot of them, I think the original time, first time I heard it was, you know, they heard a scraping on the roof of their car. And, you know, okay. After they heard, you know, the whole story on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, fuck it, let's get out of here. And when they returned home, all of a sudden, you know, they got out of the car and there was a hook on the car.
Wow.
So they took off while the crazy guy was going to end up
still in the process.
And still in the process of, you know, going to come get him. So.
So I can honestly say I've never heard of that one before.
Whoa. You've never heard of this one?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's like an old campfire story. You know, you're sitting around the campfire telling ghost stories, and it's like, and then there was a hook.
Yeah, no, I don't particularly remember that one at all. Being
wow.
Like,
wow,
yeah,
wow, yeah. So, for urban legends for you, like, what is like, you know, when I bring up urban legends, what's like one that sticks out in your mind, as in like being?
Oh my goodness!
Because there is the one urban legend that I always heard about is where you eat Pop Rocks and you drink a Coke and then your insides would explode.
I've heard that too, but I don't believe that.
Just
from a science, since I'm a science boy. I know better.
yeah, so, you know.
Let's see here. Urban legends. A list of them.
Yeah, because there always has to be that one that always sticks with you. You know, even when you're a kid. There's another urban legend that if you park your car on like a bridge where supposed, you know, kids had died or whatever, and you put baby powder on the back end of your car,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you'll get fingerprints and your car will be moved off the bridge by these ghost children.
Okay.
So that's an urban legend, but that's been debunked because basically if you... you're always touching the back end of your car, you know, you're opening your trunk or whatever. Mm-hmm. So your oils will stay on your car. So when you put that baby powder down,
eventually they'll seep through.
Your oils from your fingertips are going to seep through.
Yeah. So I think probably the most common one that I remember growing up is one that you're going to talk about here coming up.
Okay.
When you mentioned, so.
Ooh, that's a tease in the business, guys. but this one, let me know, is this one a killer in the back seat?
Nope,
this isn't it. The killer in the back seat, the legend involves a woman who is driving, being followed by a car or truck. The mysterious pursuer flashes his high beams, tailgates her, and sometimes even rams her vehicle. When she finally makes it home, she realizes the driver was just trying to warn her that there was a man or a murderer or escaped mental patient hiding in her back seat. Each time the man set up to attack her, the driver behind her uses high beams to scare the killer, causing him to duck back down. In some versions, the woman stops for gas and the attendant asks her to come inside to sort out a problem with her credit card. Inside the station, he asks if she's aware that there's a man in her back seat. In another, she sees a doll on the road and the mirrors stops and then the man gets in the back. So I've heard that one. I want to say that was actually in the fucking news where, you know, a gas station attendant saved a woman because he had seen somebody that was in her back seat.
Really?
Yeah.
How would he know? Because they were like hiding or something? Like, how would he know it's not just somebody that's with that person?
I don't know
what I mean? Like, yeah. How many, you know, especially nowadays with Ubers, everybody's in the back seat, so it's not too uncommon.
Right. Another one that's just sticking in my head that I don't have on here is, and there was a big urban legend going around. It's usually like around Christmas time and being at the malls. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, somebody is hiding underneath your car and then they slice your Achilles tendon.
Yeah, I actually just saw that on here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that's always like stuck in the back of my head. Like when I'm walking out to my car in the middle of the night, I will definitely glance and, you know, check out,
Yeah.
And for the longest time, too, I would actually check out the backseat of my car.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. You know, I just have seen enough horror movies or anything that
just
became...
Just checking, man.
Yeah, that just is like, okay, well, I will double check to make sure.
Well, I've checked, you know, behind the shower curtain many times. Not so much now, but, you know, over, you know, the years, you know, in my... bathroom, just make sure nobody's there.
we're actually going to go over a couple more urban legends here, but first we want to talk about our Etsy partner, Mr. Hinkle Draws. He has some awesome Halloween stickers out this time of year, and they are there's a set of 10 of them. You have Frankenstein's monster, the Bride of Frankenstein. You have Billy the puppet from Saw. He's got Carrie. He's got Jason, Freddy. He's got a whole lineup of awesome Halloween stickers that the emo child in you need to have. you're going to line those stickers
badass.
Up on your laptop, or, you know, if you're in school, slap them in your locker. I do remember people just lining their lockers with stickers, and
yep.
Even though at the end of the year they had to pay to get them taken off and stuff like that. But
oh yeah, well, I just taped stuff to the locker. I guess it didn't, wasn't a problem, but yeah.
But yeah, you can go out and get your awesome Mr. Hinkle Draws stickers, and you can get there by going to Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws and make sure you get that whole set ordered, or you could buy them individually. All right, guys, so check out this commercial right here.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com. Shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. All right, we are back, so make sure to go out and get your awesome Mr. Hinkle Draws stickers at Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. All right, so we are continuing some of these crazy urban legends. And the next one I have up here is called The Licked Hand.
The Licked Hand, okay.
Yeah, The Licked Hand. A young girl is home alone for the first time with only her dog for company. Listening to the news, she hears a killer on the loose in the neighborhood. Terrified, she locks all the doors and windows. But she forgets about the basement window, and it is left unlocked. She goes to bed, taking her dog to her room with her and letting it sleep under her bed. She wakes in the night to hear a dripping sound coming from the bathroom. The dripping noise frightens her, but she is too scared to get out of bed and find out what it is. To reassure her, she reaches a hand toward the floor for the dog and is rewarded by a reassuring lick on her hand. The next morning when she wakes, she goes to the bathroom for a drink of water, only to find her dead, mutilated dog hanging in the shower, with his blood slowly dripping onto the tiles. On the shower wall, written in the dog's blood, are the words, "Humans can lick too." Other story variations feature a nearsighted old woman rather than a young girl. The fate of the dog also varies from the dog simply being hanged to it being skinned, disemboweled, or otherwise mutilated.
Oh, jeez.
The message is sometimes written on the floor or in the bathroom mirror rather than on the wall. Some versions include the parents return and discover of the killer hiding elsewhere in the house, frequently the basement, the girl's bedroom, closet, or under her bed. In other versions, the girl's parents arrive back in the morning and ask if their daughter had a good night. When she tells them that her dog kept her calm by licking her hand, she is told the dog in question had been locked either in the basement or outside. But it's either the girl ran out of the house, or the killer was found, or the girl dies. So, you know, it's creepy.
All variations.
Yeah. We did, on our other YouTube channel, the Brickhead Family, a couple years ago, we did 31 Days of Halloween, and I would take weird stories like this and kind of read them, like, kind of really creepy and stuff like that. And I actually did this story, and I got a ton of people write to me saying, why the fuck would you let our kids listen to this shit?
Scaring the kids.
Yeah, I'm like, these are ghost stories that people tell around campfires.
Yeah, but not everybody, like, you know, I mean, I mean, I've heard of that story, but it's not, like, in detail like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, so I'm looking through more of these little stories here. Which one were you talking about?
Well, I saw something about the high beams. So the one where, you know, you're driving along and someone comes up and flashes, you know, their high beams behind you. Or
no, it's
in front of you or something.
The urban legend is that you're driving along and a car is coming at you with no headlights on.
Right.
And you flash your headlights at them.
To notify them, hey, turn your lights on.
And then all of a sudden that car will
turn around
and come after you and kill you. There was that was actually, I think that was
unless more, that was a true story.
That was, I believe that was more of an urban more than just an urban legend. It was actually a gang initiation.
You know, I thought that too. Okay, but now then that you
again,
that,
but
yeah.
then again, we but could be yeah, sitting here talking knows? That you know,
urban legend,
the urban legend. That's how it spins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Was it on the list here?
I thought I saw something, but then, you know, when you mentioned the high beams in your previous story, I'm thinking maybe I just saw high beams and just jumped to that story.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if it's on that list.
Very cool. Oh, but, and another big urban legend is alligators in the sewers.
Oh, yeah, thanks to E.T.
So you definitely have alligators in the sewers. That's a huge one. And like you said, they also say that the whole, you know, Slender Man thing, you know, urban legend, it's more of a newer urban legend, them and the Black Eyed Kids. And if you guys want to go back and listen to those, we actually covered, did we cover Slender Man in his very own episode? During our live episode?
I think it was just one of the live episodes.
Yeah, if you guys want to go back, it's like earlier in the year that we actually covered like a whole hour for Slender Man. We even tried to summon Slender Man here in the studio, and that didn't work. We should have had you do it, seeing as you fucking summoned Bloody Mary.
No, I still don't think. No, I don't think that was.
Which is also on a list of urban legends.
It is,
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, yep.
And we covered that one pretty good. If you guys want to go, that one is part of the 31 days. They're like cow tipping. Cow tipping is not an urban legend.
No, people do that.
People that fucking actually go out cow
tipping. They do, yeah.
The Curse of the Bambino. That's more of a non-spookier urban legend.
Yeah.
We got the Chupacabra. So then you start going into more of the cryptids. You know, the Chupacabra. You got the Jersey Devil.
Mm-hmm.
All these, like, the Beast of Bray Road. That's an urban legend. No one
that's true.
No one has proof that this thing is a thing, right?
Yeah, no, it's very true.
Another thing we covered was the Beast of Bray Road.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can go check out that one. This one kind of got my interest a little bit. It's called the Bunny Man.
Okay.
The Bunny Man is an urban legend that originated from two incidents in Fairfax County, Virginia in 1970. But has been spread through the Washington, D.C. area. The legend has many variations, most involve a man wearing a rabbit costume who attacks people with an axe or a hatchet. And it's this creepy bridge. Can you see that bridge?
Under there.
Yeah, most of the stories occur around Colchester Overpass, a southern railway overpass spanning Colchester Road near Clifton, Virginia, sometimes referred to as Bunny Man Bridge. Versions of the legend vary in the Bunny Man's name, motives, weapons, victims, description of the bunny costume or lack thereof, and sometimes even his possible death. In some accounts, victims' bodies are mutilated, and in some variations, the Bunny Man's ghost, or aging specter, is said to come out of his place of death each year on Halloween to commemorate his passing. So, yeah, the creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of the Bunny Man, so that one's very new for me. I guess they have music. To some people have done songs, the Bunny Man, the final song.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You go all out.
Wow. I did not. In 2017, Amazon original series Lore, based on the podcast, uses the Bunny Man legend to introduce the second episode of season one. Huh. And I've seen it. Watched it. I do not remember them talking about the Bunny Man. So if you guys want to go out and check out Lore. If you're major talking about urban legends and stuff like that, there's a great podcast, and it's like, they take an urban legend, but they go back and they research it, and 9 times out of 10, it's like true life stuff.
Wow.
That they come by. Like, yeah. Like I didn't know that, what was the one episode? Coca-Cola. Was basically invented after this nurse like poisoned people and shit in this hospital.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of took that kind of concoction that she was making and made Coca-Cola out of it.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Let's have a pop.
Yeah, so go out and check out Lore. I believe that they do have a couple seasons on Amazon Prime. So you want to check those out. Those are really awesome. Well, Urban Legends. That is our episode of Urban Legends here for the 31 days of Halloween. So hopefully this one creeped you out a little bit. I know it does seem a little different when not having all three of us here.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, you get used to
Yeah, but this is how it was for the longest time. It was just...
It was when he wasn't around, yeah.
Yeah.
Or we flip-flopped before we all made an appearance.
Yeah. And I want to also thank, today I was actually on Facebook watching a live feed today of, the Heinzen family. They're doing a live event on, for the Conjuring House again.
Okay.
For 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it with Nick from Ghost Adventures, Nick Roth. Sweet.
Yep.
He was a part of the original Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
And while they're doing their live stream talking about the thing, Corey stopped the thing because I made a comment in the chat, and he's like, "Oh, you guys really need to go out and check out Ghost Freaking Talking on YouTube."
That's awesome.
he goes, "These guys are freaking awesome," and he goes, "They loved the first time around and gave us some really good content, you know, each day of the last." One, so
yeah,
I want to give them thanks for remembering us and shouting us out. And then Papa John popped up in the chat,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, "I love Ghost Freaking Talking."
That's so awesome. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for continuing to listen and support this awesome podcast. Awesome podcast.
Way awesome. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Right? All right, guys, so that is Urban Legends, and a special shout-out to our friends at the Conjuring House. So if you guys can, $5. $5, and you can go hang out 3 days, 24 hours a day in the Conjuring House. And, you know, you get awesome. It's not a fucking rock concert.
Yes.
All right, guys, so make sure to subscribe here on YouTube and hit that notification bell so when new videos come out, you'll be the first ones to know. Also, wherever you download our podcast, if there is a way to leave a review, go ahead and leave us a review out there. And If you guys do leave a review, we will read them here on the podcast. Also, if you have a scary story.
Yes, if you do have a scary story, you can send it to ghostft@yahoo.com.
Ghostft@yahoo.com. That is a spot where you can give us any kind of information. If you guys have listened to any of our past podcasts and you want to leave a comment about those podcasts, go ahead and leave it there. Or what is your urban legend where you live? What is like the big urban legend? You know, we want to know your urban legends, and maybe we'll do a follow-up urban legend episode and hear all these awesome different things throughout the country or world or wherever you're listening. Also, make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And don't,
you know what else?
The TikTok.
You're all about it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I just figured out on TikTok that, you know, because I was like, well, it seems like my views kind of died out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go on and select that we're like an entertainment thing.
Okay.
So I went in, and so we are a pro account now. Okay. As being entertainers.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that'll bump up us up.
Yeah,
because, you know, the numbers were high and then just died out. So I'm like, well, maybe I'm missing something. So I did a little research tonight. It's like, we are fucking entertainers.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the tick to the talk.
Are you not entertained? there was one on there that I kind of was interested to do with you. It's basically the TikTok is to show off all your tattoos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do a tattoo TikTok of Newsroom Nessie.
Maybe
we'd need more than a minute long.
No, I don't have that many. Come on.
You got way more than me. You got bigger balls than me. All right, so go out and check out all those places out there, and tune in tomorrow for another 31 days of Halloween. I'm your humble host. My name is Nick.
And I'm Newsroom Nessie.
And as always, everyone has a story to tell and
stay spooky.
All right. See, it throws me off.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, guys.
Bye, guys.